It is the radio segment that identifies as a television segment.
Oh.
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Hartford, Connecticut. A 25-year-old guy named Jonathan Rivera stole a car the other day. The reason? Well, he was late for his court date for car theft charges.
What? No!
Irony. Yeah. Not ironic.
Stole a different car last month and then was charged with larceny. So he stole the car, drove to court, heard his charges, and then when he went back outside and hopped in his new stolen vehicle, the cops were waiting to arrest him.
I didn't see that coming either, buddy.
No.
I mean,
he told the officers, quote, relax, and that he was going to drive the stolen car back to where he picked it up from. Like, it's fine.
Just borrow it.
Yeah, exactly. He's not going to do anything bad to it.
The cops had a different plan and instead arrested him right there on the spot. No word on when he'll be in court to face those charges, but people in Hartford should probably make sure they lock their car doors. This next laser story is out of Miami Beach, Florida. The Mokai Lounge is known as a nightclub that pushes the boundaries on craziness. But last week, they might have gone a little too far. I say that because they had one of their female employees ride a horse onto the dance floor while she was wearing only underwear.
Whoa, a horse?
Okay, seems a bit much.
If this were anywhere other than Miami, I'd be like, yeah, that's crazy. But in Miami, I feel like stuff like that, because this could happen on a random Tuesday night. Once she rode it on stage, she then pulled a little person up to jump on board, and that person began riding the horse too.
Okay.
Then the horse got spooked, bucked the woman off, and then bolted from the club. Fortunately, it didn't rampage through the dance floor because it could have hurt a lot of people.
Oh my God, yeah.
We don't know how the woman or the little person are doing, but we do know that the horse is doing okay. The Miami-Dade Police's Animal Division tracked it down, they inspected it, saw that it's healthy and safe.
And who wants a horse that doesn't want to party anyway? I mean, get that horse out of here. Buzzkill.
It's like, see, I've been to too many parties. I just got to go home and sleep. As for the club, the mayor of Miami says their stunt showed, quote, insane stupidity and irresponsibility, and the club's business license has been revoked.
Oh, dang.
This next laser story is out of Yalambi, Australia. A 37-year-old guy named Randy Martin bought a Porsche last weekend. And what's the first thing you do when you get a new Porsche? You let it rip and you see what it can do.
Yeah! Open that baby up.
Well, unfortunately for Randy, he was almost immediately pulled over for doing over 60 miles per hour in a 25-mile-per-hour neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You don't let it rip in a neighborhood. You're in Australia. Isn't there, like, plenty of open space there for you to go find?
Yeah, you try to find an open road. So the cops impounded his car after Randy only had it for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Randy is not capable of owning a Porsche, apparently.
He's now facing speeding charges and can't get his new car out of impound for 30 days. Mm. Randy told a local media outlet, quote, I feel like the cops were waiting for me to leave the dealership and follow me home. This whole thing smells fishy to me.
What?
No, you were going 85 in a 25.
I feel like the cops were waiting there with, like, some sort of device to track speed, and I sped by them, and that's how they caught me. This is ridiculous. This next laser story is out of China. A Chinese woman named Lu Wong has a 4-year-old son, and the other day she wanted him to watch a few educational videos, so she gave him her iPhone and continued doing chores. As Lu was doing laundry, she had no idea that her son accidentally activated the iPhone's security system, which extends the amount of time the device is locked every time a wrong password is entered.
Oh my God, my kid does that to me all the time.
Oh, really?
Finally,
locked out 5 minutes, locked out 10 minutes.
She came back to check on him and soon discovered her phone was disabled and unusable for over 25 million minutes or
what?
47 years.
Oh my God!
Oh, no. How is that even an option?
Lu then brought the phone to an Apple store in Shanghai, where a technical person explained that she could either wait 47 years to unlock her iPhone or reboot the device, which would erase all of the data.
Oh, great.
Lou said, quote, it was a tough decision because I had a lot of pictures on there,
no,
but I
not.
Couldn't really wait 47 years to tell my grandchild it was your father's mistake.
Yeah.
So she rebooted the phone, and now her son plays with dad's phone instead of hers.
I was going to go with no phone, but okay, dad's phone will work.
This next laser story is out of Cheshire, England. A distressed woman named Barbara Graham called 911 in a panic the other day. While she was driving, she saw a disturbing sight from her car window. Mm. On the side of the road was a decapitated swan.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
She was so upset about what she saw, she was in hysterics over the phone. So the police came out and investigated. Once on the scene, officers realized that no veterinary treatment would be necessary. The reason why, it turns out the swan in question was just a broken statue that fell off the back of a truck.
Where we don't go outside so much that we don't even know what a live animal or a dead animal looks like anymore.
There's no blood at all.
Yeah, it's so weird.
A police spokesperson said that Barbara probably should have looked at it more closely before calling 911, but they thanked her for her vigilance. Also, the owner of the statue was located and arranged for the piece to be fixed and placed next to a fellow swan statue in his backyard.
All right.
So good for him. This next leisure story is out of Survey World. According to a new survey, the average person wants to go to lots of sporting events, comedy shows, and concerts, but they actually don't. Here are the results of the survey. People want to go to 12 live sporting events a year, but they usually only go to 2. Most people want to go to 5 comedy shows a year, but they usually only go to 1.
Really?
Also, most people want to hit 8 concerts a year, but typically only go to 2.
That's wow. Sounds about right. Life gets in the way, man.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Really?
So to add that up, we want to go to about 25 big events a year, but only make it to 4 or 5.
Aww.
Meanwhile, the survey found that we want to watch 21 hours of TV a week, but we only manage to watch 20. So we do get that done for the most part. America is doing its job as far as our TV watching goals.
Has goals of watching more TV than they already do?
I think a lot of people, actually. Yep. This guy I know wants to watch more TV, just doesn't really have time. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.